In classrooms all over the country, students are recording interviews, writing out scripts, and sitting down at a microphone to tell their stories. Yep, NPR's Student Podcast Challenge is up and running. It's the fifth year, and entries are already starting to roll in. Janet Ujung Lee of our education team brings us a sample of some standout early submissions.
As an education reporter, I love this entry from five middle schoolers in Weddington Matthews, North Carolina. They take on a policy question we've been asking for a long time. How many students in a classroom is too many? They put that question to one of their science teachers, Mrs. Pooler.
When there's so many, I find it hard to give individual attention to students because other students will get off task. So that part of the behavior management becomes a concern with large classes.
Mrs. Pooler's husband also teaches at the school, and Mr. Pooler struggles with classroom management too.
Do you ever find it hard to control your class?
Every single day.
So these students set out to interview their classmates. What if every class could have more than one teacher?
How many teachers are in one of your classes?
One.
Do you think there should be more than two teachers in a class?
No, Ms. Pooler has it handled.
How many teachers are in one of your classes?
I just got one.
Do you think there should be more than two teachers in a class?
I mean, I don't really see a reason for there to be more than two teachers.
2 months into this year's Student Podcast Challenge, more than 200 students have submitted their work. And as you can imagine, not a lot of them deal with education policy.
Hi, I'm Lucy McNaney-Fletched, and this is my story. During school, if you went through the day with me, you'd see me shuffling and dancing throughout the halls.
Lucia is a high schooler at the Bush School in Seattle. And like she says, she loves dance. But making a podcast about it, it filled her with new emotions and a deep appreciation for her dance teacher.
I felt this flood of joy and happiness, and I realized that dance for me wasn't just about my own love of movement anymore. It was about this new feeling that I am who I am because of some very important people who are in my life from a very early age.
Another student from Seattle, Bella Stevenson, interviewed a handful of people in her hometown. Her friends, family, even strangers. The high school senior asked everyone the same first question.
What do you consider home?
Bella answers the question too. And she brings us to her father's hometown in Montana.
Sitting on the porch and smelling the summer air while the sun slowly falls behind the mountains of Big Sky, Montana. Watching the sunset fills me with an indescribable feeling, as if I've lived this life before. I feel safe, I feel complete, and most of all, I feel at home.
The examples we just listened to are intimate, personal stories. But every year, we also get a lot of entries that are kind of like a talk show. And many of them display incredible chemistry between students.
On today's episode, guys, we have Madam CJ Walker, the queen herself.
Like this podcast from Sky Omokwi and JJ Majorana, high school seniors in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Their podcast celebrates people of color who are often left out of history books. And in the first episode, they spotlight a Black entrepreneur who founded her own cosmetics line in the early 1900s.
She's actually here in the studio today. Hi, madam. I'm kidding. She's actually not here. Gotcha.
To be clear, these students did not interview someone who died in 1919. But they share the story of Madam CJ Walker, who had a scalp disorder that led to hair loss. She spent years creating natural remedies and products for growing hair.
And with only $1.25, she launched her own line of hair products and straighteners for African-American women called Madam Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower.
So you just listened to a few examples of what your podcast could sound like. And you still got plenty of time. Teachers and students, this is your friendly reminder to enter NPR's Student Podcast Challenge. Deadline is April 28. Good luck. Janet Ujung Lee, NPR News.